Have you ever watched a flock of starlings move through the sky at dusk? Thousands of birds. No leader, no radio calls, and yet they never collide. They bank and weave as one organism. Now imagine that same coordination, except instead of starlings, you're looking at a dozen unmanned fighter jets flying off the wing of a manned aircraft. No satellite link, no remote pilot. Just software making decisions at machine speed. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about Shield AI and their autonomous pilot called Hivemind. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo private pilot, instrument rated CFI. The whole journey beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. So let's break this down. Shield AI is a San Diego defense technology company founded in 2015. And unlike most of the autonomy startups we've discussed on this show, they didn't start by trying to make a delivery drone or an air taxi. They started in a blown-out building in the Middle East. Their first product was a small quadcopter called Nova that could fly into a building with zero GPS, zero communications link, map the interior, and identify threats without any human input. That's their DNA. Autonomy without connectivity, that distinction matters more than you might think. The product that's generating real attention in both military and aviation circles is called Hivemind. And the name is apt because it's not just an autopilot, it's a decision-making architecture that can be loaded onto different airframes the way you'd install an operating system on different computers. Think of it as the brain and the airframe as just the body it happens to inhabit today. Here's what most people miss about the autonomous wingman concept. When the Air Force talks about collaborative combat aircraft, or CCAs, they're not talking about remote-controlled drones. We've had those since the Predator in the 1990s. The problem with remote control is latency. You need a satellite link or a line-of-sight data connection in a contested environment where an adversary is actively jamming your communications. That link goes away, and now you've got a very expensive piece of hardware flying blind. Hivemind is designed to operate in what Shield AI calls a communications-denied environment. The aircraft makes its own decisions. It doesn't phone home for permission. You give it a mission objective before launch, and it figures out the how. If the tactical picture changes, it adapts. If it loses contact with its flight lead, it continues the mission or returns to base, depending on what the situation demands. Now, I can already hear some of you shifting uncomfortably. An aircraft that makes its own combat decisions without human oversight, that's a legitimate concern, and we'll get to the ethical envelope in a minute. But first, let's talk about the engineering, because the technical challenge here is genuinely fascinating. Traditional autopilots, even very sophisticated ones, operate on a rules-based architecture. If altitude drops below X, pitch up. If airspeed exceeds Y, reduce power. They're reactive systems following predetermined logic trees. Hivemind uses reinforcement learning. That's the same class of artificial intelligence that beat the world champion at Go. The system trained in simulation, flying millions of hours of virtual combat scenarios, learning from failures and successes until it develops something that looks remarkably like tactical intuition. Shield AI has demonstrated Hivemind on several platforms. Their VBAT is a tail-sitting drone that takes off vertically and transitions to wingborne flight. It's already deployed with military units, but the real headline came when they announced that Hivemind had been flight tested on a modified F-16. Let me say that again. They took an AI pilot and put it in a fourth generation fighter jet, not in simulation, in actual flight. The data tells an interesting story about where this technology sits on the maturity curve. Shield AI has raised over $2.7 billion in funding as of early 2026. They've got contracts with the United States Air Force, Navy, and several allied nations. They're not a PowerPoint company. They're delivering hardware and software to operational units today. But let's be honest about the limitations, because no responsible analysis skips the hard parts. First, the certification question. Military autonomy operates under very different rules than civil aviation. The Department of Defense can accept risk levels that the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, never will. Getting an autonomous system certified for civilian airspace integration is a completely different regulatory challenge. Shield AI has been focused primarily on military applications, and for good reason. The path to approval is faster, and the tolerance for novel risk is higher. Second, the trust problem in aviation. We have decades of experience trusting autopilots for specific, well-defined tasks. Hold this altitude, track this course, execute this approach, but trusting a machine to make tactical decisions, to prioritize targets, to decide when to abort, that's a different category of trust entirely. And the military is working through that slowly and deliberately. The current doctrine keeps a human in the loop for weapons release. HIVMIND handles the flying and the sensing. A human still makes the lethal decision. Third, the verification problem. When you certify a traditional autopilot, you can trace every decision back to a line of code. You can test every logic branch. With a neural network trained through reinforcement learning, the decision process is opaque. The system works, and it works consistently. But explaining exactly why it made a specific choice at a specific moment is enormously difficult. This is the black box problem that every AI system faces, and it's particularly uncomfortable when the AI is flying at 400 knots. Now, why should general aviation pilots care about military autonomous wingmen? Because the technology flows downhill, always has. GPS started as a military system. Synthetic vision came out of military head-up display research. Terrain awareness and warning systems? Military first. The sensor fusion, the path planning, the obstacle avoidance algorithms that HIVMIND uses today will show up in civilian avionics within a decade. Probably sooner. Imagine a general aviation autopilot that doesn't just hold altitude and heading, but understands traffic, weather, terrain, and your destination, and can make integrated decisions about all of them simultaneously. That's where this goes, not next year. But the seeds are being planted right now in the same reinforcement learning architectures that Shield AI is proving at fighter jet speeds. There's another angle worth considering: the pilot shortage. We talk about it constantly in this industry. Airlines can't find enough pilots, cargo operators can't staff routes, the military can't retain fighter pilots who get offered 3 times the salary by commercial carriers. Autonomous wingmen don't solve the pilot shortage directly, but they change the ratio. Instead of needing 1 pilot for every aircraft, you need 1 pilot for every 4 or 5 aircraft. That human becomes a mission commander, not a stick and rudder operator. And suddenly your force structure math works again. Shield AI's CEO, Brandon Tseng, is a former Navy SEAL. His brother Ryan, who co-founded the company, is also a SEAL. They started this company because they lost a teammate in a building clearance operation where a small autonomous drone could have gone first. That origin story matters because it tells you something about their design philosophy. This isn't autonomy for the sake of autonomy. It's autonomy that keeps humans alive by putting machines in danger instead. The competitive landscape is worth noting. Lockheed Martin is building the CCA airframe. Boeing has their Ghost Bat in Australia. Northrop Grumman has entries. But Shield AI is positioning HiveMind as the software layer that could run on any of those airframes. They want to be the Android of military autonomy. The operating system, not the phone. That's a bold strategy, and it depends on the military being willing to separate hardware procurement from software procurement, which historically they haven't loved doing. But the trend is moving in that direction. The honest timeline? For military applications, HiveMind-equipped autonomous wingmen will be operational in significant numbers by 2028 or 2029. The Air Force's CCA program is moving fast by defense procurement standards. For civilian spin-off technology, think 2032 to 2035 before you see reinforcement learning-based decision systems in certified avionics. The FAA moves at the pace of trust, not the pace of technology, and that's probably appropriate. Here's my take. Shield AI represents something genuinely new. Not a faster processor or a better sensor, but a fundamentally different relationship between humans and flying machines. For 60 years, automation in aviation has been about reducing workload. Do the boring parts so the pilot can focus on the hard parts. What HiveMind proposes is automation that handles the hard parts too, and whether that excites you or unsettles you probably depends on whether you see flying as a problem to be solved or a skill to be preserved. I think there's room for both answers to be right. This one drew from reporting by Aviation Week, Defense News, and Shield AI's own published flight test data. You can find more of these deep dives at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Fly curious.